Well, Seattle isn't the only place in our region where the roads haven't kept up with population growth. This could also be a problem soon for Black Diamond. A small town southeast of Seattle is about to get one of the largest developments in King County. The roads issue is one that cities across the region face by themselves. But there's an effort to find a new way. Carolyn Adolf of KUOW's Region of Boom team reports.
A major highway in the region in start-stop traffic at rush hour. It doesn't matter where. We share this problem because we share the highways.
We are interconnected in a way that no one stands alone.
This is Fred Butler, the mayor of Issaquah. His problem is the traffic coming in from other cities congests the three main routes into Issaquah on their way to somewhere else.
The traffic is terrible. Our biggest issue in the community.
And he gets it. It's happening everywhere.
Regional pass-through traffic. It's killing us.
Regional pass-through traffic congestion. It's what Maple Valley sees when it looks down the road at development-ripe Black Diamond.
The roadway capacity between Maple Valley and Seattle and Bellevue and some of the other employment centers isn't sufficient today.
This is Laura Philpott, Maple Valley's city manager. She says it often takes people an hour and a half to go between home and job. Philpott's husband gets up at 4:30 in the morning to beat the traffic.
And so adding all the traffic from the new homes scheduled to be built in Black Diamond is going to just add to that.
Developers are supposed to expand the roads when they bring more people to an area. Black Diamond's developer has agreed to improve the roads in Maple Valley. But the work doesn't continue all the way down the highway.
I would not blame the developers.
This is Peter Rimbos.
They're simply following what the agreements were.
He's worried about Black Diamond's development plan, and he lives 11 miles away.
I care because if developments are made that are so large that go on the roads that are so few, they will affect me and my neighbors.
Rimbos says developers' agreements with cities and other governments haven't delivered a regional roads network that moves anymore. And there's often a lag before developers make improvements that help commuters. Out here near Black Diamond, people don't look to public transit as a solution.
The buses have no advantage. They're just stuck in the same traffic as everybody else.
And light rail isn't coming here.
There really are no options.
That's why Rimbos volunteers at a citizens group concerned about the Black Diamond development. He says it's not too late for Black Diamond to make their development smaller. There is another option. Something else could be done about the laws that shape how government and developers pay for growth.
There's no easy solution unless the state or the region changes the law.
In Issaquah, Mayor Fred Butler is on the case. Late last year, he got all the neighboring cities together with other leaders in the region, the county, the regional council.
Everyone came to the realization that the region needs to work together. Something similar to Sound Transit 3.
It's the massive transportation funding package that extends light rail. Voters passed it last November and are starting to pay for it. Butler's saying that we need a tax package for regional roads for people to vote on.
It's pretty simple. The money comes from our citizens.
I think it'd be a tough sell.
This is Laura Philpott, city manager in Maple Valley.
The state just passed a rather large gas tax package, and Southeast King County really didn't get anything out of that. I think voters are going to be frustrated.
And not only that. In the city, buses and trains are a big part of the solution. Would urban voters agree to pay for roads so that other people can drive? In Issaquah, Black Diamond, and several other traffic jams, I'm Carolyn Adolf with KUOW's Region of Boom team.